Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
My anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Happy New Year, and thanks for joining us on this podcast today. Every year presents itself with opportunities and we must not be cut off from this. As we start a new year, we need God's grace to begin and be fulfilled in the year. This year, let's trust in God's grace and mercy for fulfillment in every area of our lives. As we study the Word of God today, we are looking at the topic, a new beginning. Our Bible text is from Isaiah chapter 43 verse 18 to 19.
Isaiah chapter 43 verse 18 to 19. Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. Verse 19, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up, do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland.
As we begin a new year, it is a time for new beginning. It is our time to let go of the past and embrace the future with hope and determination. Why do we need a new beginning? Because we are all imperfect and we all make mistakes. We are all in need of forgiveness and grace. The Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 43 verses 18 to 19, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. God says He is doing a new thing in your life. No matter how you come into this year, it's time for manifestation of God's goodness and for His glory to be revealed in your life. Trust Him today. How can we have a new beginning? By turning to Jesus and asking for His forgiveness and guidance. He is the one who makes all things new, as it says in Revelation chapter 21 verse 5. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. As you look forward to this new year, do so with resolution and determination to follow Jesus and allow Him to make all things new in your life. Make a positive confession of your faith and trust in Him, and pray that He will guide you and give you strength in the days ahead. Here are some godly activities you can indulge in to begin the year with the Lord. 1. Pray regularly. Improve your prayer life by creating more time for prayer this year. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17 says, pray without ceasing. Number 2. Read and study the Bible regularly. Psalm chapter 119 verse 105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Giving more time to study the word will build you up spiritually and make your way prosperous. 3. Attend church regularly. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. 4. Serve others. Grab every opportunity to serve others and God this year because this will open doors for you. The Bible says, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give His life a ransom for many, Mark chapter 10 verse 45. 5. Give generously. Never be weary of giving because you shall have bountiful harvest this year. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 7 says, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsions, for God loves a cheerful giver. And finally number 6. Practice forgiveness. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32. As we go, let's make a positive confession for the new year. Lord, I declare that this is a new beginning for me. I am forgiven and made new in you. This year, I will follow you and allow you to guide my steps, O Lord. I will trust in your plan for my life and have hope and determination for the future. Thank you, Lord, for giving me a new year filled with your goodness and grace, in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you that help will come to you in every area of your life this year, in Jesus' name. And the Lord shall guide and give you directions as we begin this new year. I pray for you for strength and wisdom as you live the year with godly decisions. And may the Lord grant you divine health, peace, and give you all-round success this year, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 1. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a wonderful year and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.